What is going on, everyone? Thanks so much for tuning in to another podcast episode here. We got a super special guest for you today, TikTok creator Brady LaRock, who is a voiceover artist, a sports announcer from Dallas, Texas. You might have seen him on TikTok and Instagram Reels highlighting specific years and just ultimately using his talents to tell stories. I came across his content on TikTok personally, and now I'm addicted to all of the years and the stories that he's been able to share. So just wanted to have him come on the podcast here and share a little bit more about his story. But Brady, thank you so much for being on here. It means a lot to me. And how are you doing today?
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. This is my first podcast. Woo-hoo. So, exactly. There you go. I've never done this before. So, I don't get nervous, but there's like a little bit of nerves are setting in right now, but I'm excited, having fun, slammed with work, this weekend, unfortunately. But other than that, I'm doing well. But I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
You got it, man. So I'm personally curious, like, what were you doing? I guess you're still sort of working, but like, can you walk us through like what your life was like before you kind of blew up on TikTok? Like what did Brady do before he like blew up? So were you in like the sports announcement? Have you always been in like this like voice space?
Yeah. So I worked in, I'll take you really far back. So I worked in radio for 10 years. Not all on the air. I did everything you can imagine in radio, at a radio station. I did marketing and promotions. I was on the air for a while. I did news and traffic. The last two and a half years that I was in radio, I was actually selling, like the advertising and things that you would hear. But when I left there, that was October of 2019, I was just wanting to change it up and I didn't know what to do. And I sat there, I left my job and I sat there for a couple months and went through the holidays. I was like, what can I do? And have fun and actually want to go to work. And then, so that's when I started buying everything, my studio set up. I was like, I'm going to give voiceover a try. And so I've been doing voiceover full time for a year and a half now. And it's been a blast. But it's definitely been, you know, starting my own business essentially, and doing that. And so it's taken some time. But then also in 2019, right before I left my job in radio, I did get my first sports announcing job, which is for SMU, the SMU football team, college football, here in Dallas. And that was my first gig. But I can talk to you more about like the sports announcing world if you want. It's pretty cool. I guess story of how I got into everything, but so it's been about 2 years. I've done two full seasons of football, and then I do all kinds of other random sports as well, filling in when people need me.
Did you like know that you always had like this gift of just like sounding really cool, or is this something that you've had to like really like build and flesh out and like sort of like get to where you were? Like, walk us through that, man. Like, because your voice, I was telling you, like, it sounds so cinematic. Is this just how you like naturally sound? Because if so, like, that's such a gift.
I'll tell you right now that it's not. I mean, I want to say it is natural. This is my voice, but literally every person that I meet, like if we were to meet on the streets at a bar or something, you'd be like, no way, you don't do voiceover. You weren't in radio. Let me hear it. Or when, you know, I'll meet my girlfriend's friends for the first time and they're like, you sound like this. And then they hear my recordings or they see my videos and they're like, there's no way that this is actually you. This is not your actual voice. So when you meet me in person, it's not there. It's just, so it has taken years and years of training and building, honing my craft to get there. So it's definitely a little bit different when I'm not, you know, I don't have headphones on and not a microphone to talk into. It's definitely sounds a lot different. But how I did it, like I said, I was in radio for 10 years, but actually my dad was in radio for 35 years. And so I grew up in the radio business. I started working in radio technically when I was 2 years old, my dad bringing me to all of his, work events and things. And then my dad was the announcer for the Dallas Cowboys for 15 years, somewhere in that region. So that's how I got into the world of announcing. So my dad, he actually passed away in 2019.
Sorry to hear that.
So yeah, I appreciate that. But he was, he had a wonderful voice. I posted a TikTok about it back in January when I had, 20 followers and, you can go listen to that. But, right before he had passed away, he'd actually got the job for SMU to be the football announcer as well as the Cowboys. And then when he passed, about 2 months later, I auditioned for it and I got the job. So I had watched him do sports announcing for so many years that, that was really the only experience I had going into announce. And I got it. So I'm grateful that I got that job. Dallas Cowboys, I'm coming for you. So that's next on my list to get his job that he had there sometime in the future.
Dude, my fingers are crossed here for you, passing that legacy on, man.
Yeah.
So I guess like fast forward, man. I know we kind of talked a little bit about this, that you actually posted content on TikTok initially and then you stopped. Like, first off, how did you decide that you wanted to like post content on TikTok? Obviously, there's a lot of thoughts around this like new app. Walk us through like your experience like finding this app and then your experience using it.
Yeah, so I was definitely late to the party. I feel like a lot of people, it blew up last year during quarantine. And I got it for Christmas or during Christmas time this last year in 2020. My girlfriend was out of town, so I was just home alone. I was like bored. I was like, I gotta find something to do. And so I spent time with family and I got home and I was like, you know, let me try TikTok. Why not? And I opened it, started watching it, and then I kind of started getting addicted to it just like everybody else seems to. And I made some just kind of dumb videos at first, just trying to get a feeler out for what that whole app was. So yeah, it took a while. I did a few things about voiceover, but then I tried other stuff and, you know, tried a little bit of comedy stuff or, you know, lip syncing to videos and, had some traction. And then I posted a video of my dad announcing, talking about him, and that blew up. I got like 200,000 views.
Wow.
And then it got me like 800 followers.
Nice.
And I was super excited about that. But then, yeah, I just kind of petered out there. And in March is when I stopped doing videos because I really just didn't know what to do. And I was doing videos and no one's really interacting. And I had met some cool people and, it just wasn't gaining any traction. So I just needed to take a break. And then in that time, you know, I was off for about 3 months. I knew I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do because I do enjoy creating content. The entertainment aspect of what I do is the most fun part. You know, being a sports announcer, that's my favorite part of the job, is being in a stadium, mm-hmm. entertaining people, and things like that. So I took a break and then I came back, posted a few random videos, and then I decided, you know what, I want to start showcasing voiceover. It's like, that's literally all I do all day, is I hang out in this booth and I record things. So I was like, let me just show people what this is about and let me try that. And so I recorded a video where a guy created a video for a Red Bull commercial. I added a voiceover to it, and that was at like 9:30 PM, which I assume is not a great time to post TikToks, but I did. And I woke up and it was like at 75,000 views. No idea why or what happened. I just woke up and boom. And I was at up like 500 followers than the night before. And then that's where I was like, well, this is actually what I need to start doing, is posting more voiceover stuff. So that's the first video that really took off and got me started on that path.
Now, I guess how I found you is through like your year trend. So for anyone listening out there, Brady does a really good job of like telling a story about a year. So he'll be like, the year is 1999. And then he'll like throw you in this pit of nostalgia and you're just like, you're like immersed in this little story. And I've noticed that you're starting to sort of like double down on those, because people, I personally love them. People really love them. And you kind of mentioned that like it, people have different like perspectives on these years, whether they're good or bad. So can you walk us through like how you decided to like double down on something that you noticed was really starting to like resonate with a lot of people?
So like I said, so I started with the ads, and that kind of started blowing up, and I started getting a huge following from that, and I wanted to see what else I could do. So there's this guy, if you go look at my first one, it was for, and it's funny because this almost didn't happen. I almost have never done any of these years, and it almost never happened, and I could be, you know, have half the following that I would without it. But the guy, I believe his name is One Ray Music, is his TikTok username. He's a guitarist. He's really great. He has this big, beautiful orange Gretsch guitar that he plays, and he just, you know, rocks out. He plays guitar riffs. So I was scrolling through my For You page. He pops up, and I see him playing a song. I'm like, this is cool. I was like, there's something I could do with this. I don't know what it is, but there's something there. So I liked it just so I can have it in my liked profile or my liked section. And I thought about it. A week went by, and I was going through my likes, and I saw it, and I was like, man, I got to figure out what I can do with this. So then it was the song Shine by Collective Soul, and I looked up what year the song came out. Like, I don't know why I did. I was like, let me just see what the year it came out. And it came out in 93. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I could just like talk about stuff that happened in 1993. It'd be a cool video. And so I duetted him. I did the video. I put, you know, talked about, I think Jurassic Park came out. I talked about Home Improvement. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton was the president. And nobody liked it. No, the video got, it died so quickly. No one cared about it. No one liked it. But you know, when you duet someone, you can't put videos. So all the, you know, stuff behind me, like now I do videos, it was all pictures. But anyways, so about a week passed and some random person saw it. This video was at, you know, 2,000 views at the time. And he commented and he said, hey, can you do 2004, please? So, you know what? Yeah, I like that. I was having fun doing that. And thank you for asking, because that's what I want to do. I want to do more of this stuff. So I replied to his comment, and I wanted to try to spice it up a little bit. So instead of duetting someone, I just added my own music, put videos behind it instead of pictures. And I posted it, and the same thing happened, where an hour later, I picked up my phone, and it was at 100,000 views. Jeez. And then I woke up the next morning, and it was at 500,000.
Oh, my.
And it was just blowing up. And I was like, what is happening? I was like, so people do like this. And then I was like, well, if people do like it, I'll start posting it. You know, I'll do like one or two a week. And then it just kept growing and growing. Now I've been doing one every single day since then, because I can't stop, because everyone just, that's all they comment, is wanting a new video. So that's how it started. And it's been crazy. But yeah, I did that. And in 2004 was really the one that kicked it off. So I don't know how, you know, the algorithm works per se, but sometimes when it works, and you'll know right away.
How long would you say it took from maybe the moment you posted your first TikTok all the way to that 2004 one that just sort of ignited and it told you as a creator, like, okay, this is what I can like work with. Like, what is the time frame between those like two dates?
So my first TikTok was probably, had been like a few days before or after Christmas. So it was less than, or to the 2004 video, it was about 6 months, 6.5 months from my first video to there. And really the first 6 months of that was figuring out what I want to do. Me putting feelers out. I did a voiceover video, got some views. So I did another one, and then they fell flat, and I wasn't sure what to do. So I was trying to do some funny stuff, and it was just kind of a roller coaster of me trying to figure out what to do. But yeah, so it took me 6 months to get there, and I still don't understand. Like, once, it's almost like TikTok is the snowball effect. It's like, once you start getting a little bit of traction, if you keep pushing and putting out the content, it's going to keep going and going and going and going. And it's just, it's crazy. It may not be as fast, but some, you know, some people I know, it's been faster for them, the growth process. So, Yeah, so definitely the last 6 months have been interesting, but the last month has really been the huge explosion for everything.
Now, I think what makes TikTok such a unique place is that, like exactly what you said, like, you know, an account with zero followers can just post content for 6 months and then now suddenly become this like viral sensation that you can turn into, you know, your own audience or use it for leads for your voiceover business. Can you walk us through, like, because there's some people out there who think TikTok is just for kids, it's just for dancing, but you've obviously seen a lot of success for yourself. Like, what words can you share with someone who may be a little bit hesitant about like posting content on like these platforms?
Yeah, it's there's definitely, it's almost just kind of like everything else in the world. There's an audience for everything. So, you know, if you make dance videos, or you, I mean, I don't know, you go alligator hunting, there's an audience for it. I guarantee you that people will want to watch it. They just have, it's just going to take time for them to actually see it. And then two, they'll let you know, if they don't want to watch it. But yeah, it's, don't be afraid to take that step, because that's where, when I took that 3 month break, I came back and that's what I said. I was like, I'm going to do this right, because this is what I want to do. I want to make content. I want to entertain people and I want to have fun. So I'm going to be consistent and I'm going to stick to it. And that's what I've done since I got back. So whatever it is, as long as you do it and you do it consistently, it's going to work. It just, it may take you, it took me 6 months. It took me a month of doing it right and doing it consistent, but figuring it out, it took me 6 months. It may take you like a week, or it may take a year, but the consistency piece, I think, is the biggest thing. You know, being able to post, like TikTok is different, where, you know, instead of just posting once, they say to post multiple times. So I post 2 to 3 times a day, and I've been doing that for a month and a half. And the consistency of that and growing that and building that, the brand of what I'm doing, I think the consistency is the biggest piece of any of the puzzle. It doesn't matter what the content is, just doing it consistently and just trying to evolve it too in certain ways. Mm-hmm. 'Cause if you do the exact same video, you know, if I still do ads, video ads where I'll add a voiceover to stuff, but I don't do that as often as I was, you know, a couple of weeks ago, 'cause I started doing this, and then this is going to evolve. I'm going to come up with another idea, and I'm going to do this still, but a little bit less, and do the new idea a little bit more, and just kind of evolve and growing and changing. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing is just do it and do it consistently. Mm-hmm. That's I think the biggest key to success for sure.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. You're a testament to that 100%, man. And yeah. I know that, you know, for voice actors, it's a really, it's tough. It's saturated. There's a lot of competition, but here you are, mm-hmm. kind of skipping over, you know, all of the traditional channels, the traditional methods, and just putting yourself out there. Do you have any like words of wisdom or feedback for someone who's like a creator or someone who's a voice actor and they see your success and, you know, they can put themselves out there and get that awareness and really, you know, advertise their skill sets and their abilities and the opportunity there? Like, do you have any advice for anyone who's maybe a little hesitant or like just about to like start this new journey?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing is, you just got to do it. Whatever it is, literally just do it is the best tagline of all time. But it's so true. It's like, you just got to, whatever you want to do, just do it. I don't know where it originates from. I think maybe from the book Think and Grow Rich or some type of famous person, but it's like anything you, can conceive and believe you can achieve. So literally, if you can think about it happening, like if I think about posting stuff on TikTok and people enjoying it, and I believe that they will enjoy it, and I truly believe it, then you will achieve it. That's the biggest thing that I have been following, and reminding me when I'm tired and I don't want to work anymore and I've been in the booth for 8 hours. It's like I'm doing it right now. I'm doing what I want to do because I've literally believed it, and now everything is coming about. Mm-hmm. And another thing to add to that a little bit is that I've been getting comments now that I got more followers. I also do a series where I'm adding a voiceover until a company hires me. And I've gotten a few comments on that where they'll say, well, that's not how it works in voiceover. You got to go to these websites and you got to audition for voiceover gigs, and you got to do this and you got to do that. You should get a voiceover coach if you want to be successful. And the thing is that you're going to get those type of comments, and there's going to be what you believe to be the right way to do things. But do things your own way and make it happen, because yeah, those are the right ways to get hired, but I'm still going to do that series and I'm going to get hired by somebody. I believe that. And it may take me to 100 parts of that video series, but it's going to happen. So if someone tells you that, you know, if you have haters or doubters and say this isn't the right way to do it, just do it the way that you want and it's going to work out. There's multiple ways of doing things. You don't have to follow the same road as somebody else. Just get out there and do the work, and trust me, the results will be there for sure.
That's super inspiring, man. I guess, how can we help you, this platform, or just anyone listening? Like, what kind of work are you looking for? What kind of opportunities are you open to doing? Just anyone out there listening or maybe stumbled across this podcast here?
Yeah, thanks, man. Really just follow me and comment and let me know what videos. I love getting these people from TikTok and whatnot messaging me wanting me to do voiceovers for them. But I think that as much as I want to do that, I enjoy making these videos sometimes more than I enjoy just sitting here recording commercials all day. So just give me a follow, pretty much at Brady LaRock on everything. There's a little underscore at Brady LaRock underscore on Instagram. Just give me a follow and let me know what you would want to see. What years, you know, people want to see. I love hearing stories and people just kind of engaging with my videos. And then down the road, if you run a business or whatever and want a voiceover from me, I got all the links and everything for everyone to check out.
Awesome, man. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time, man. I came across you on TikTok. I've been following and sharing. I will definitely post something later, and if you could do 1996, yeah, man, that's the year I was born. I would appreciate that. But thank you so much, man. It's awesome to see that you're finding success by just being yourself, putting yourself out there, and doing it on like these amazing platforms, man. So I wish you nothing but the best. Yeah. And I'm here to support you, man.
All right, man, I appreciate that. So really quick though, let's do this now. You want to do So you can do videos, right? We're doing the video. You're recording. So we can do, I'll stitch your video. If you post a video, and we'll script it right now. Okay. And then I'll stitch it, and then we'll go right into 1996.
Awesome. All right? So should I do like a selfie here and be like, Brady, can you do 1996 or something like that? How does that sound?
Yeah, something like that. Do that, or what we can do is... Yeah, do that. Can you show the screen in the background with me in the background?
Yeah, I'm kind of like selfing you right now.
Okay, perfect.
Does that work?
All right, so ask me, and then I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to stitch that video, and then I'm going to go right into
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Brady, I'm doing the podcast with you, man. Thanks for sharing your journey with my audience and with myself. If you could do 1996 for me, man, that would be greatly appreciated.
All right, the year is 1996.
Thanks, man.
We'll go. I'll stitch it right there, and then we'll jump into 1996, and we'll have some fun with
it. Dude, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it, man. And any way that I can continue to support you or get your name out there or get you any gigs, man, I'm happy to be a resource for you.
Cool, man. Same here as well.